coming into our family, remarked that he analyzed the interest in religion in the family to be due to both dad and mother in a different way. That dad was sharp and blunt about his approach to religion, and so that for no one in the family or living near him could religion be a dead issue. And with the mother putting the heart and taking the smart or the sting or the sharpness and bluntness out of religion, but making it human and attractive, there was a combination that made religion both something couldn't be avoided, something that had to be a part of life, but the mother's part in it was to make it an acceptable part. Now, what would you have to say by way of comment on that observation made by Mr. Duff?
I think in that line, father would, and the comparison between father and mother religion, father is the one that made the physical nature, the physical aspects of the religion, the effort to get up, the effort to move your bones up to Mass in the morning, and to be there at Mass, true, the motivating power. But when you think of religion and with mother, it's very true what Duff says, that a lot of the rough edges were taken off. I mean, she didn't make the going to Mass seem such an ordeal as Pop did, or didn't make the going to Mass seem so much as the fact that when you had heard the Mass, when you were there for the Mass, that what you got out of it was your own self. I mean, what you yourself got. And you never got that idea from Pop. The whole thing there seemed to be just to get you to go, that anything else that happens is superficial. He's accomplished it by getting you there. Whereas with Mother, as Duff very well puts it, you do get the smoothing out and the more appreciation of religion and its true value, I think, anyhow.
Do you think, though, that the combination was